So, all right. Let's move on to Rob. We have about 50 minutes left, and I'll go through a bit, and then we'll have some questions. I'll do a review, a very, very quick review of last week, really very short, and then go into new material. You're welcome, Francesca. Last week we talked about catalyst and body and use of catalyst on two paths. And this may be useful. I hope you have this PDF, Andy, but it's page 32. And this catalyst and the body may help you understand your body condition a little more. The main point is that catalyst not used fully by mind and spirit is then given to body. So the purpose of body illness is as a catalyst that previously came to the mind or previously was sensed by spirit, by our subtle energy being, but not used, not recognized, and not efficiently received as a pointer and suggestion of a current imbalance or blockage that needed healing in the level of mind. So then it gets down to body. It concretizes, it exteriorizes, it manifests, it becomes a physical condition through the relationship between the chakras and the endocrine glands, actually. Endocrine glands. Very important for understanding chakra conditions and relation between illness and chakras. So, you know, we create our own reality, so we create our illness. We create the condition of every hair on our body. And for the purpose, basically, of manifesting our state of mind, you know, the outer manifests the inner. So when there's health, it represents some degree of balance in mind. When there's illness, it represents some degree of imbalance and blockage, distortion in mind. Generally, there are other cases, but generally that's what it is. There are cases when higher self wants us to experience an illness till the end of the incarnation. And no matter how pure we are in love, wisdom, consciousness, no matter how balanced we are in mind, spirit, still, the plan is to experience that physical limitation for the entirety of the incarnation. We got to make peace with that possibility. You know, I have, you know, this condition, or my body is hot, or I have a hot liver, which I understand, which is not a really big problem, but I imagine that won't be healed in this lifetime unless I did, you know, massive hours of meditation and huge catharsis and or met a real healer like Jesus. So even then, I don't know if I would say I'm ready, you know. So that's the case. So anyway, this is regard, you know, illness is related to the degree of efficiency in use of catalyst. The degree of efficiency and use of catalyst. And you can read these examples on page 32 about Carla, Don, and Jim and see that, yeah, there are many different interpretations for any particular body condition. Numbing of arms and hands can certainly represent desensitization to the use, spiritual use of arms and hands, producing and joining with others. It can also indicate, like Ross said about Carla, failure to surrender to loss of control over one's life. Failure to surrender to loss of control over her life. That may be related, relevant, Vandy, in some way, because, you know, the implication is Carla's arms and hands were numb because she didn't want to. She was unwilling to surrender her loss of control, or surrender to a loss of control. She was unwilling to surrender her self-control or her life control. She didn't want to surrender control over her life according to her personal will. And her personal will is still very positive, you know. She's a person who's done a whole lot for a lot of people in a very pure way. Still, she had at that time numbing of arms and hands because of, according to Ra, a failure to surrender. Not that she wasn't connecting with people or producing, but she wasn't surrendering to a loss of control over her life, meaning a surrender of to the limitations. You know, she couldn't do all she wanted to do. She couldn't control her life, her action, all she wanted, in all the ways, to the degree she wanted. So there you see numbing as an unwillingness to surrender. Numbing, of course, can be an indication of desensitization. So anyway, that the point about that is the analysis needs to be somewhat subtle, or often is subtle, to interpret the symbolism, significance of a particular body illness or limitation as it relates to conditions of mind that are distorted or without adequate love, wisdom, in balance, right? Again, we go back to love, wisdom, balance. That's what healing is. And, you know, we're all learning. So the second major section last week was use of catalyst on the two paths. And Don was asking, well, is it that the negative path soul uses catalyst opposite to the positively oriented soul? Ra says, partially and even substantially, that's true. However, it's really a matter of using the chakras in a different way on either of the two paths. And when we get to the new section for today, if we do, Catalyst of Anger, we'll see this in practice, meaning anger would be used, is used differently, in an opposite way, for those on the positive path than for those on the negative path. That's called the efficient use of catalyst. The efficient use of catalyst. It sounds kind of intellectual, but it's actually, you know, what therapists and healers at best are helping people with, which is make good use of your life experience. So, briefly, page 32, read the summary. The negatively oriented entity uses the three lower centers for separation from and control over others by 1, sexual means, 2, personal assertion, and 3, action in your societies. Contrarywise, the positively oriented entity transmutes strong red ray sexual energy, 1, into green ray energy transfers, 4, and radiation in blue and indigo, 5 and 6. This is, again, relating to sexual practice. It's transmuted into love, honest communication, free communication, and radiance. And also then, for the positively oriented individual or being, transmutes selfhood, 2, and place in society, 3, into energy transfer situations, service, in which one may merge with and serve others, 4 and 5, and finally, radiate unto others without expecting any transfer in return, like Jesus or Buddha, radiating truth and healing, love, light, asking nothing, expecting nothing, needing nothing. It's not a transfer. It's not an exchange. It's just a transfer. So, or a radiation, actually. All right. So, the catalyst of anger, page 33. there were some questions about how Catalyst is created on the two spiritual paths. It's this is different, you know. Use of Catalyst and creation of Catalyst are different. Raw. The mechanisms of generating Catalyst, right, creating Catalyst, do not depend upon the chosen polarity of a soul or a being, but rather upon the use or purpose to which the Catalyst is put. For example, if one is using the Catalyst or experience of anger to polarize consciously on either positive or negative paths, meaning using it efficiently, the person will not have to experience its distorted effect in the body, cancer, but rather they'll be using the Catalyst in some way mentally, right? Catalyst used by mind and spirit is not needed to go into body, just as Catalyst not used by mind and spirit does go into body. So generating Catalyst is really, this is a different kind of point about higher self creating life situations. Programmed Catalyst is what a term Ra uses to indicate Catalyst created by higher self or chosen before the incarnation or at a higher level, inner plane, for a particular learning or development. It's a little different than what they're saying in terms of using Catalyst or generating Catalyst in a particular way upon either path. So now we're talking about using Catalyst mentally. Don asks, earlier you said that if positively oriented souls do not bring love to their anger, they might get cancer. You also said that if negatively oriented souls do not control their anger and turn it against others, they too may get cancer. What is the principle here as it relates to Catalyst? You will not find this information anywhere else, by the way. Only Ra talks about the use of Catalyst on the two paths, because only Ra spells out clearly the two paths. And therefore, the two paths are not what negatives want us to know about. Therefore, they distort many channels and teachers who don't acknowledge the two paths, let alone to talk about the use of Catalyst on the polarized two ways. So, Ra says, we will give you some examples. In the first case, an entity who is polarizing positively will first perceive their anger. If they choose to use this Catalyst mentally, they will bless and love this anger in itself and for themselves. This is very deep. As a further practice, I added, it will then consciously intensify this anger within the mind without destructive behavior until the folly of this red ray energy is perceived. To perceive the folly of anger, my quotes, is to recognize that it is just one form of self-energy, subject to spiritual entropy due to its randomness, and not particularly useful due to its lack of conscious direction. My commentary here. I had a lot of comments on this because it's quite subtle. The raw feelings of anger are, in and of themselves, not useful for spiritual polarization. They must be channeled by the conscious application of either love or control. Channeled or directed by conscious application of either love or control. This is the efficient and efficient use of Catalyst on either path. Now, having positive orientation, one will then have the will and faith to continue this mentally intense experience of letting the anger be understood, accepted, and integrated within the mind, body, spirit. Now again, we're talking about what I would consider a further, it's actually tantric, by the way, and some Buddhist tantra teachers like Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, actually taught something like this, and actually Osho Rajneesh did teach something like this. It's a razor's edge kind of practice, actually. It's very subtle. And I've done this myself, and I can explain it. So the point is, I'll repeat it. Having positive polarization, right? One will then have the will and faith to continue this mentally intense experience of letting the raw, uncontrolled feelings, right? Letting the anger be understood, accepted, and integrated within the mind, body, spirit. The other soul, in this case, anger to someone else, the other soul who may have been the object of the anger is thus transformed into an object of acceptance, understanding, and accommodation. We have a lot of chance for this practice on Earth, you know. All of which will be reintegrated using the great energy with which the anger began. And again, this is the advanced practice. And I'll go through the negative use, and then we'll go back and review. On the other hand, a negatively oriented entity will use this anger in a similarly conscious fashion. They will refuse to accept the undirected or random energy of anger, and instead, through their own will and faith, whatever they have, funnel this energy into a practical means of venting its destructive aspect, so as to obtain control over others, or otherwise control the situation, which was the catalyst for their anger. Control is the key to negatively polarized use of catalyst. Acceptance is the key to the positively polarized use of catalyst. You can take those to the bank, folks. Those are the primary principles here, and if we wish to, you know, which we do, you know, wishing to continue our positive polarization, the key, the foundation is acceptance. So control is the key to negatively polarized use of catalyst. Acceptance is the key to the positively polarized use of catalyst. Between these polarities, meaning ineffective control or incomplete acceptance, lies the potential for the random and undirected energy of anger to create a bodily condition similar to what you call cancer or the cancerous growth of tissue. Let me just finish this one, two points down, actually, two more passage interactions. So is it correct then, Bob asks, that if a positively polarizing entity fails to accept the other soul, or if the negatively polarizing entity fails to control the other soul, then either of these failures could cause cancer? Ra, this is partially correct. The first acceptance, or the first control, depending on polarity, is of the self. Anger is one of many things to be accepted and loved as part of self, or controlled as a part of self, if the entity is to do spiritual work. Don asks further, is it correct then that if a negatively polarizing entity is unable to control his own anger or control himself in his anger, then he may cause himself to get cancer? This is quite correct. The negative polarization, path of service to self, contains a great requirement for control and repression. Repression of what? Don asks, any mental aspect or energy which is emotional is in and of itself disorganized and needs to be repressed and then brought to the surface in an organized way in order to be useful to the negatively oriented entity. For instance, you may find some negatively polarized souls who control and repress such basic bodily needs as their own sexual desire, including fake yogis and fake Indian students of gurus who are really power hungry. So that through this practice of self-control, their will may be strengthened and later used to enforce itself upon others with greater efficiency, when they later choose to allow themselves this sexual behavior. Okay, I guess we'll have to go through the next two passages and then summarize it all. Then is it correct that the positively oriented entity, rather than attempting to repress their emotions, would balance the emotion as you've previously stated? Ra answers, this is correct and illustrates the path of unity, love of self, love of others, without control. So, what is the basic plan for the use of catalyst of cancer? Ra says, this catalyst, as all catalysts, is designed to offer experience. This catalyst, as all catalysts, is designed to offer experience. This experience in your density may be loved and accepted, positive path, or instead, it may be controlled, negative path. These are the two paths. When neither path is chosen, the catalyst then fails in its design, and the entity then proceeds through the course of their lives until some type of catalyst strikes it, which causes the person or inspires the person or catalyzes the person to form a bias towards acceptance and love, or instead, separation and control. There is no lack of space and time in which this catalyst may work. All right, so some heavy and important teachings on catalyst, on use of catalyst on the two paths, on the nature of the efficient use of catalyst on the two paths, the path of unity and the path of control or separation. Path of unity, path of control, these are the two. Path of love or path of domination, and repression, or really manipulation. Negative beings, negatively oriented people, manipulate their experience. We all do somewhat, meaning we don't want this, we want that. I don't like this, I want that. It's actually, the degree to which there's acceptance and non-manipulation is the degree to which there's love and acceptance. So let's go through, let me review then the catalyst of anger. So generating catalyst is really, we'll get into this later, I believe, in sections on higher self. Programmed catalyst is a different story. The creation of catalyst for experience, catalyst is for experience, for the purpose of developing polarity or polarizing further, positive or negative, is itself not dependent on polarity, meaning catalyst comes and we use it, or we don't use it. We use it positive, we use it negative, or we don't use it too well, or we use it partially. But the proper or efficient use of catalyst is really taking it in mind and heart for us, holding it in mind and heart, and practicing what Ra says, what Ra calls the discipline of understanding. The discipline of understanding. Fasting, various techniques, various, particular spiritual practice may or may not be necessary, may or may not be valuable. The key is understanding. And this is a teaching of understanding the principles of evolution. Ra's primary teaching, the law of one, is the law of one. In understanding fully the law of one, we understand the ways of development of understanding the law of one, right? The law of one is the condition of our being, of higher self, six chakra consciousness. The way to be what you are to be the higher self or the unity being we are is the efficient use of catalyst on positive path for us. So understanding cancer is used as a really very very handy, very efficient teaching platform for Ra to understand how cancer develops according to those on either path and how those on either path use catalyst efficiently or not. So basically then it's a question of love or control. Love or control, they are opposite. Love is pure receptivity and welcome. Control is rejection of receptivity, rejection of what is, a desire and will to dominate and reorder what is according to their small vision of how it should be. So, the first case was entity on the positive path. The first step is perception, recognition, observation. Oh, I'm angry. Wow, I got a lot of anger here. Wow, I'm enraged. I want to cut off his head. So that's the first step. So positively orienting soul or us on our path of unity. First, we perceive anger. We recognize, oh, I've got a lot of anger. I feel hatred. I feel disgust. I feel rage. I feel murderous, whatever the degree is. Then, because Ra is so respectful, they're basically saying, well, the next thing is your choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to, will you use that catalyst in mind? Mind is, you know, fourth and fifth chakra, okay? If we want to use the catalyst in mind or use the experience of anger to continue on our positive path or develop ourselves further, the first step is bless and love. Bless the anger, love the anger. Now, of course, when somebody's doing something that seems so unfair, or which really is unfair, according to a normal sense of justice, it's hard to bless the anger and love the anger. We really want to straighten out that fucker. Sorry. I'm very comfortable with anger, but I probably don't bless it and love it enough. Bless and love the anger, of course, is not get off on the anger, meaning enjoy it and revel in it. That's what the negatives do. Bless and love it is to sort of accept, yeah, this is holy too, or this is just an experience of mine. Easier said than done. But it's interesting that Ross says, bless and love the anger in itself and for themselves. I don't know if I added that or that was verbatim from the text in the channeling, but it's a nice phrase. The anger is loved and accepted. Let me get to that answer later. Billy's asking about a Buddhist practice of equanimity. And it's a very interesting question because, you know, other traditions, other teachers have their own ideas about how to work with anger, right? This is not the only method or approach. Let me get to that later after I explain what this is. The anger in and of itself is accepted as anger. Now, love doesn't mean like. If I am feeling hatred, murderous rage, or, you know, real irritation and disgust, there are all sorts of varieties of anger, you know. It's hard to like that. We certainly shouldn't be blaming ourselves, and we really shouldn't be blaming the other person in a case where another person did something or said something that was totally unfair or hostile or manipulative or deceptive or whatever their trip is, even then they don't have to be blamed. They are what they are. It's a negative entity. It's a confused person. It's a person who's wounded. It's an angry friend, whatever. But the anger first needs to be addressed in and of itself and for ourselves, for me, you know, to say I will be kindly and tender and good to myself even though I have such anger. Now, actually, psychologically speaking, I found under anger or the next level down from anger is usually sadness. I'm sad you broke your promise. I'm sad you're not treating me nicely. I'm sad I have to be self-protective or protective. I'm sad that this is not what I hope it could be. This is not a loving interaction or whatever that is beneficent, that is divine and lovely, but it isn't. And that's sadness. Now, that may be underneath the anger. And if we accept the anger as it is, not venting it, and also not repressing it or hating it or blaming ourselves or even compartmentalizing it. Oh, well, I'll just smile. Now, if there's a Buddhist, if there's any practice that involves repression, if any good practice is, you know, used for self-repression, I don't recommend that, and that's not positive path. So genuine equanimity could, if genuine equanimity is genuine heart embrace, feeling it, accepting it, you don't have to say, I like it. You don't have to say, oh, my anger, I love you so much. It's not like, you know, weak, sickly, sugary love, you know? It's acceptance. Okay, all right, this is what's happening. Lots of anger, lots of frustration, lots of irritation, lots of hard feelings. If that's accepted as is, to whatever extent as it is, generally it softens. And underneath we feel some sadness and disappointment. Now, Ra then goes on to a further practice, which they didn't specify as a further practice, but it really should be, because in general, as in Buddhist meditation, sitting and watching, feeling, accepting, being with, mind, content, feeling, thought, sensation in the body, perception, memory, imagination, fantasy, distraction, whatever it is, sitting with, being with, letting it be that way, is love. That is heart chakra activation. And wisdom will develop, meaning the energy will rise from 4 to 5. That's enough if it's done deeply and consistently. That's enough. That's a steady polarization. But there is further work or further, you know, looking for trouble. If you want to grow fast, you got to look for trouble, your own trouble. That's increasing the slope or the gradient of one's ascension or the intensification of upward spiraling light, right? Like last time we talked about Kundalini up the spine, moving experience up to a higher center. First we move into love, then wisdom, then oneness and divine or sacred, all gratitude, blessing. But there is a further practice that Ra's giving, which is to consciously intensify the anger in the mind, no destructive action or word, of course, until the folly of the red ray energy is perceived. Now, it's a long story, I don't get into it, but to think of anger as red ray is new to me. And one way of looking at it, or true, you know, if Ra's true, it's true. But it's also related to other second and third chakra blockages. To perceive the folly of anger, the folly of the red ray energy, is to recognize that it's just a form of energy in the mind, body, spirit. It's subject to entropy, meaning it falls apart. If you don't pump up your anger with more thought and a long storyline, I'm angry because of this, and he's this, and she's that, and they're something, and then it was this, and tomorrow it'll be that, and yesterday it was something else, and I'm not bad, and I'm a blah, 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 long storyline, actually keeps the coherence of the anger, maintains the anger longer. Because if it's not done, then it's subject to spiritual entropy, which means it falls apart. Which is what happens in meditation when you sit there with equanimity, with open heart equanimity, feel it, see it, know it, be with it, let it be, it will go. When you let it be, it will go. Not make it go. Like, release, release, get out of here. I'm releasing. That doesn't quite work. That's manipulation. So, raw feelings of anger are, in and of themselves, not useful for spiritual polarization. They're just stuff. It's just stuff coming up. It's not useful. What's useful is conscious application or direction of it by love or control. Or we can say meeting the anger with love or control, handling it with love or control. Positive orientation. One has the will and faith to continue this mentally intense exercise. All positive faith, positive orientation means you're, first of all, oriented, meaning we have a path. Yes, we do. We have a purpose in our life. We have a direction to our being. We have a way. We're not just doing nothing here. You know, we have something going on here, which is the same as what was going on before we became human, which will be the same after we become human, or after we leave human. And that is use of experience on the positive way of love and oneness to be all that we are, right? To manifest the totality of what we are, which is all that is, which is all that all is. So that's orientation. It's positive because it's embracing the whole. And we need to use our will, and we need to keep our faith. And we need to realize that, you know, everything can be learned from, or everything is an experience for growth, whether we know it or not. And, you know, it's challenging. You have your problems, I have mine. Everybody's got them. In this practice that they're suggesting, mentally intense experience, it involves letting raw, uncontrolled feeling, uncontrolled, right? Raw anger, be understood, be accepted, be integrated within us. In the case where there's another person, they become an object of acceptance, understanding, and accommodation. Again, easier said than done. All of which is then reintegrated, meaning a transformed condition of self and perception of other. Right? We're no longer angry, or the anger is dissolved, but we are heartened, great, more heartened, or heart-filled by accepting that anger. Now, you can't accept anger if you're scared of anger or angry. If you can't accept the anger if you think it's bad. Thinking it's bad is rejection at the mental, cognitive, conceptual level. Right? If you have a view, anger's bad, sadness is bad, fear is bad, I don't want it, that's not spiritual, then you won't be able to fully recognize it, fully accept it, fully understand it, fully use it, or allow it to be ascended into love wisdom. So making peace with anger as is, making peace with painful emotion is the key. Making peace with painful emotion. So that then transforms us and transforms our perception of other. This is a tantric practice. I did this, I don't want to go into it, I might have said it before. Once upon a time, after meditation in the morning, lots of anger was in mind. I went downtown, I got a ticket on my car. I didn't say anything to the ticket fellow, but I drove away in a rage, saying nothing, doing nothing, and let myself imagine torturing him. I know about these things. I didn't do anything or say anything, but I let myself go through the mentally intense exercise of being with that anger and visualizing one usage, which was negative. But it was done as an exercise, not as black magic. That's another story. And allowing myself to do that, I actually spun it out to the point where I said, well, maybe he doesn't really deserve all that. And then I basically felt peace and felt, you know, he's doing his job. He's not a bad guy. Well, maybe he's a bad guy, but, you know, who cares? And the anger dissolved. And I also knew it was a setup from higher level so that I could deal with the anger. So I accepted that it happened for the purpose of greater efficiency in using the catalyst of anger. But I allowed myself to amp it up. I amped it up. And I let it, you know, basically expend itself, you know, and it was transformed. So, briefly, the negative entity uses the anger also consciously. They don't accept the undirected or random energy. Instead, by, again, will and faith, that's what the positive and negative, that's what polarization is. That's what orientation is a greater will and faith. Those who are not polarized, the 95% or whatever of 3D souls or the kindly enough people here, don't have will and faith. Or it's not clearly defined will and faith. This is a very interesting point. We can't talk about it now, but it's another topic for consideration. What is will and faith? Anyway, the negative fellow funnels the energy into a practical means of venting its destructive aspect so as to obtain control over others individually or sexually or in society, or otherwise control the situation which caused the anger. Control is the key to negatively polarized use of catalyst. Acceptance is the key to positively polarized use of catalyst. And when there's ineffective control, the negative may get cancer. And when there's incomplete acceptance, the positively oriented entity may get cancer or some other body illness. So the path of acceptance and the path of control begin with you, or the self, meaning the first acceptance is of self. The first control is of self. What does it mean? Acceptance of mind, body, or control of mind, body. So that's why, you know, they're tight and they control mind and body as much as they can. Control mind and body is block heart, blockage heart. So you don't have a lot of happiness in that way, you know. They get money and they get power and they get control and they get, you know, trinkets and they get slaves, maybe. But there's not any happiness in it, you know. It's kind of a hollow victory. In any case, anger is one of many things to be accepted and loved as a part of self. You know, Ra doesn't shy away from saying love. Ra is not wimpy and emotional and naive And this is pretty technical metaphysics, but they're deeply heartful, you know? So just to say, anger is one of many things to be accepted and loved as a part of self. Just that is a lovely phrase, I think. Or controlled as a part of self, if the entity is to do spiritual work. So that's what we're talking about. So the negative polarization path is about control and repression. The positive path is about acceptance and love and being with without blame and knowing deeply. Repression is not our way. It's the negative way. It is, however, encouraged by left brain. So there is a right-left issue here. Anyway, repression is not the way. Negatives repress themselves to later use their energy against others more strongly. The positive entity balances the emotion by basically seeing the complete, knowing and accepting the completeness of mind. I can be angry, I can be loving, I can accept this, it's not all of me, and I can be with it as it is. And so, in summary, Catalyst is designed to offer experience. Catalyst or experience in your density may be loved and accepted or controlled. Those are the two paths. And when neither happens or neither path is chosen, neither way of being with the anger is chosen, Catalyst fails, the entity keeps bouncing along, eventually something hits it that causes it or becomes the approximate cause by which the person then forms a bias, the love and acceptance or separation and control. And they can go through endless time and space to do that. And that's the path of soul evolution. So that's good. At least we went through a page and a half there. And this is very, very important material. Next week we'll get into anger, cancer, and fourth density further on that anger subject, and then fasting and reprogramming catalysts. You know, this is pretty heavy stuff here. And then we'll move out to the end of the chapter on catalysts. Next time we're going to talk about reprogramming catalysts and the use of will. Very, very important. And it really gets to the center of what Catalyst is all about and what kind of learning from the experience of Catalyst we are seeking. What is the learning, transformation, and change that we're seeking? And what's the heart of it being the reason that we choose the Catalyst for experience? So thank you again, same time next week, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks again. Have a good night. Bye-bye.